Afters.
Afters.
Afters FM. That's what I like.
That's what I like. What matters to you?
Earlier this week on The Breakfast Show, Sean spoke about the pressures that young men and women feel to look a certain way because of the images that we are consuming on the daily, images that we see on Instagram, fitness pages, Facebook pages. I wasn't able to stop thinking about it, and I thought I would ask our resident health expert, Andrew Bovell from Centennial Health Club, that's just here at the Entertainment Quarter, what his thoughts were. So, Andrew, this week we have been talking about body image. As someone in the health industry, what have you observed?
I think a lot has changed in the last sort of 5 years since Instagram and Facebook have really taken off. I think this whole contrived kind of look that people create, you know, with all these filters. I mean, on Facebook, I mean, I can make myself look like I'm 20 and I'm 40. And I think a lot of people, it's losing fact that's not real. It's not a real representation. And I think that people just need to look at the real beauty.
Yes. I think today more than ever before, people are going to the gym and are obsessed with diet trends. Do you think that the health and fitness industry in some way has a responsibility when it does come to body image and perhaps what kind of messages they're sending?
Yeah, I do. I think that a lot of people are using unrealistic expectations of what you can achieve. You see these 40-day or 30-day weight loss challenges or 6-week, 12-week body transformation challenges. And obviously, it's you've got to be realistic with what you're going to achieve and look at the bigger picture. It's not just about the aesthetics, it's the mindset.
Which brings me to my next question, which was how do we create that balance between sort of wanting to look and feel good, but also not putting ourselves down and having an unhealthy attitude towards ourselves and our bodies?
Yeah. And I think that it comes a lot to social media. You know, a lot of us use likes, comments, how many hits, how many shares, how many whatever it is, as a means of validating ourselves, which I think is wrong because happiness comes from within. It's a state of mind. And that's where people are particularly vulnerable. I think as you get a little bit older and you start to realize who you are and you've got real friends and around you and you get more and more internal confidence, you stop looking for that external validation. But, you know, everyone goes to that stage. We all have. I have. You know, and I think social media is so much more prevalent now that it's very hard to escape it. So it's a balanced thing, yes. And I do think the fitness industry has a responsibility because we are there to help people. That's our primary goal. We're in a service-led industry.
Big thanks to Andrew Bovell from Centennial Health Club there. If you have any of your own perspectives that you want to share, tweet us at Afters FM. We'd love to hear from you or hit us up on the Facebook. This is Breakfast with Mariam on Afters FM.
Afters FM, what matters to you?